弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能够一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, once again we can come before you to praise you and thank you.
主，你是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
Lord, you are the everlasting Lord.
你是那位从永远到永远、永不改变的神。
You are the from everlasting to everlasting and shall never change.
天父，你预备这个日子，让你的儿女来敬拜你。
You have ordained this day so your children can come to worship you.
就求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
May your spirit lead all our hearts.
让我们专心定睛在主耶稣基督你的身上。
So that we may focus on Lord Jesus Christ.
主，思想你为我们所做的一切。
So we thank you for all you have prepared for us.
能够在主你的里面得到安慰，得到造就。
So that we may be edified and be comforted in your words.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么这几天我们知道正好是明州的 State Fair.
This week is the State Fair.
那么去年的人数呢，创下了记录，所以大概有超过200万人参加。
So last year the record it broke the record about 2 million people attend the state fair.
那我们试想这样一个场景。
So if you think about such an occasion.
那么假如你就是人群中的那一位。
If you're one of the group, one of the crowd.
那么你突然听到一个。一个展台前面呢，有赞美神的诗歌的声音。
If you can suddenly hear the hymns to praise the Lord.
那么紧接着呢，看见一位传道人呢，开始一场福音的布道会。
And then you have a evangelist who have a gospel meeting.
那么吸引了成千的人来听。
Attract many people to hear.
那么讲道结束后呢，有3000多人当场信主。
And after the preaching, there are more than 3,000 people believed.
那么这一定会是全州或者全国的一个轰动。
This could be a big news for the whole country.
那么可这当然是我们的一个假设，现在。
Of course, this is a hypothetical.
但是在2000年前的耶路撒冷。
But 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem.
那么这件事是实实在在的发生了。
And this kind of thing did indeed happened.
那么当时呢，有成千上万的犹太人聚集在耶路撒冷过他们的这个无旬节。
So in those days, there were thousands of Jews who came to Jerusalem for Pentecost.
那么使徒彼得的一篇讲道，那么是在场的3000人信主。
From one preaching by Peter, lead 3,000 people to believe.
那么从此呢，福音从耶路撒冷开始。
At that time, it began for the gospel to spread from Jerusalem.
那么进而传到了撒玛利亚。
It went to Samaria.
那么到现在2000多年之后。
2,000 some years later.
那么福音几乎遍布了整个世界。
So the gospel is all over the world.
那么在那一天的耶路撒冷到底发生了什么呢？
What happened on that day in Jerusalem?
那么是什么导致这三千人一次就信主的奇迹呢？
What caused the 3,000 people to believe?
那么是彼得他有什么能力吗？
Is that because Peter is capable?
那么是这些信的人他们比别人更聪明吗？
Is that because those who believed are smarter?
其实呢，这些都不是根本的原因。而根本的原因乃是福音的大能，乃是圣灵的工作。
So the basic is the power of the gospel, the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就透过今天的信息呢，从三个方面来思想这段经文。
So today's passage, we shall consider three different aspects of this.
那么是福音使人能够知罪悔改。
The gospel calls people to acknowledge their sins and repent.
也是福音能够使人顺服合一。
The gospel calls people to obey and unite.
也是福音本身可以使教会复兴。
the gospel can cause the church to revive.
我们现在开始看第一点，福音使人知罪悔改。
We see the first point.
那么在37-40节
from verses 37-40.
我们先来看37节，他这样讲：众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对使徒和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to the brothers and apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
那么这里面说这话，那当然就是指的彼得前面讲的这些个信息。
This, they heard this, which referred to the message Peter was speaking.
那么特别是彼得讲到的最后一句话的结论，他说就是36节，他说以色列全家都当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Especially the last sentence in his preaching, which is verse 36. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both the Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
那如果我们读福音书，我们知道，那么这些犹太人50天前，那么他们为了杀害耶稣，就把他交给了罗马的巡抚比拉多。
We know that by reading the gospel books, that the 50 days ahead, they turned over Jesus to Pilate.
那么他们呢，做假见证来陷害他。
They made false accusations of witnesses.
最后把主耶稣钉死在了十字架上。
So to crucify Jesus.
那么这些犹太人和他们的领袖，满以为他们是做了一件讨神喜悦的事情。
For those Jews and their leaders, they thought they did something that would please God.
因为他们觉得按照律法，神的律法，那么把一位自称为神的人钉死了。
They think they have crucified a person who claimed to be God.
所以他们认为这是他们为神做了一件好事情。
So they think they did a good thing for God.
那么50天后
50 days later.
那么人们对于50天前所发生的那些事情，那么天空的黑暗，圣殿的幔子从上到下破裂，那么对这些事情呢，人们几乎就忘记了。
People forgot what happened on that day when the they suddenly left the darkness into the light, and in the temple that they can see God.
那么50天后呢？那么又开他们。这些忘掉这些事，那么又开始他们日常这些生活，来过他们这些例行的节期。
So they started living their everyday life as usual.
那么在这个过于这个五旬节的时候呢，几乎所有的以色列的男人都聚集在耶路撒冷来聚会。
Well, after 50 days, all the Jerusalem men came.
那么他们就是这样年复一年的又回来，回来回去。那么继续遵行他们这些律法上的规条。
So they came to as a way to observe what was ordained in the law.
那么他们其实在过着一种有律法而心里面没有平安的这样的生活。
So they were living a life even though they have a law, but they don't have a peace.
然而呢，这次的五旬节改变了很多人的生命。
But on this Pentecost, many people's lives were changed.
那么彼得开始讲到，那么这个三次不认主、三次被主的爱重新坚固的使徒。
The Peter who preached the sermon was the one who denied God three times, and also God reminded him three times if he loves Christ.
那么他站起来对他们。清楚地讲解了关于耶稣基督的事情。
So he stood up, and they heard him clearly spoke of Jesus.
也许我们读着今天的这些讲道，那么查着我们现在手里面的这些圣经，那么我们不觉得什么。
So maybe when we are listening to the sermon, when we read the Bible, we don't think anything special.
那么大家思想一下，在彼得的时代。那么当时呢， 那么这个还没有新约。
So if you just think back to the time of Peter, they did not have a New Testament.
而那些旧约的旧约呢，也不是说是就像我们现在的一本圣经，它还是零散的一些东西。
And the Old Testament was not a book; there were just several pieces.
而且呢，这些经文呢都没有章节，没有标点。
And those scripture doesn't have sections or verses or chapters.
但是透过上一次的讲到，我们知道彼得可以透过约珥书，透过诗篇，他可以清晰地告诉大家为什么这位被钉十字架的拿撒勒耶稣就是他们所盼望的基督。
So from the last passage, message, we spoke that Peter used the Psalms and the Noah, which is a prophet, to clearly declare that Jesus is the Messiah they've been expecting.
而且他把那里面的经文，他都是就像我们现在的一个字不落的背下来。
He also recited basically the word, the verses word by word.
我们可以想象，这是不是一个人靠我们自己的能力可以做到的。
We think this is not something Peter can do by his own ability.
那么其实这是圣灵亲自在彼得里面做工的一个彰显。
So this is the Holy Spirit working in Peter.
那么他们把圣经中关乎主耶稣基督的真理完全的讲明出来。
So he spoke about the truth about Jesus clearly.
那么这些听众呢，开始慢慢的苏醒。
So those audience begin to realize.
那么他们一慢慢的就像恍然大悟的明白了，那么他们和罗马人一起凌辱杀害的拿撒勒耶稣，原来就是神的儿子基督。
So they understood they and the Romans killed Jesus was the Son of God.
那么就是他们一直盼望的弥赛亚。
And was the Messiah they were expecting.
那么彼得告诉他们说，你们别再等了，我们的救主已经来了，也为你们已经死了，已经复活了。
So Peter told them, don't wait again, don't wait anymore. The Lord we've been expecting has come and are resurrected.
那么听完彼得的讲道呢，这些人一些人呢就觉得扎心。
So after they heard the preaching, they were shocked.
那么这个扎心呢，在希伯来语里面，它的意思就是心被刀割、被针刺。
So they were pierced in their hearts.
我们可以想象，这是一种如果我们的心脏被刀捅了一下、割了一下、被针刺了，是一种什么感觉
？So you can imagine what's like if you are pierced in your heart.
那么其实这是一种极为强烈的一种伤心痛悔。
So which is a very strong repentance.And contriving.
那么充满恐惧，心如刀绞的一种感受。
So you kind of like you're being cut by the knife.
那么福音的大能借着圣灵的工作，在他们的里面运行。
Which is the work of the gospel and Holy Spirit in their hearts.
那么使这些人呢，明清楚的知道自己犯了何等大的罪。
So they clearly understood what have they committed.
他们在恐惧战争中问彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
They ask Peter in fear, brothers, what should we do?
那么这其实是他们不由自主的从内心发出的一种呼求来。
This is came from their heart. They can't help but ask.
还能做什么呢？犹太人知道，亵渎神乃是该被致死的。
So they, what can they do? They know that blasphemy causes to die.
那我想他们这样的呼求，就像我们一个人，如果你不会游泳，你掉在一个游泳池里面，那种的不由自主的呼求那种感觉。
I think they're crying out aloud, just like somebody who does not know how to swim fall into the river.
似乎在说，我们把神的儿子杀了，怎么办呢？怎么办呢？
So they were saying, as a matter of fact, they're saying, "We killed the Son of God. What shall we do?"
所以他们此时呢，其实愿意做一切的事，只要神能赦免他们。
So at that moment, they're willing to do anything as long as God can forgive them.
那我们有没有过这种扎心的感觉？
Have you ever been the same experience of your heart being pierced?
如果有的话，是在一种什么情况下，我们有这样的感觉？
If you have, what kind of circumstances?
那么是因为我们的自尊心被伤害吗？
Was when our pride was hurt?
是因为我们被别人这个毁谤吗？
We were blasphemed by others.
还是因为我们自己知道我们犯了某个罪？
Or because we know our sins.
或者是因为听到或者读经或者灵修的时候觉得神的责备自己吗？
Or if you think God is rebuking you when you are reading the Bible or listening to a sermon.
所以我们可能每个人都有过这种的感受，但是我们可以试想一下，我们这种的感受是来自于哪里？
We may all have such experiences, but we need to think, where did they come from?
是来自于神的话语，还是来自于自我的感觉？
Has it come from God's words or come from ourselves?
那我们再来看一下彼得他，那我们再来看一下这个彼得的回答是什么。
Well, let's see how did Peter respond.
那么在38到40节，彼得这样讲，他说，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多的话做见证，劝他们说：“你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。”
This is verse 38-40. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.For the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For he promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness, continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves.From this crooked generation.
那么这些犹太人问彼得说，我们该怎么办呢？彼得呢，给出了他们答案。
So they ask him, what can we do? Thus Peter's answer.
那么如果他们真信耶稣是基督的话，那么他们需要做两件事情。
If they truly believe Jesus is Christ, they need to do two things.
就是悔改和受洗。
Repent and be baptized.
那么这里彼得所呼召的，其实就是施洗约翰当时所呼召的。
So the what Peter is calling was the same as John Baptist was calling.
也是主耶稣从一开始的事工就呼召的。
It's also what Jesus started his ministry.
就是说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
So kingdom is near, you shall repent.
那彼得没有告诉犹太人一套新的规矩。彼得没有告诉人一套新的规矩。
Peter didn't tell them some new rules.
什么新的方法
？Or new method.
而是悔改。
But repent.
也就是悔改是他们得救唯一的出路。
So repent is the only way out.
那么这里的悔改呢，在这个原文中它是命令式的语气。
So he said the word repent in the sense to command them.
那么他是指的这个180度的这一个心意的改变。
He pointed to 180 degrees change.
那么这种的改变呢，是要从行动中能够明显的看出来的。
So the change has to be seen clearly by their deeds.
那么在马太福音的3章8节，那么施洗约翰呢，给悔改其实下了一个很准确的定义。
John the Baptist gave a very good definition in Matthew 3:8.
他说：“你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。”
So bearing fruit in keeping with repentance.
也就是说，悔改不只是对自己罪行 那么的一种行犯罪行为的一个懊悔。
So repent is not only feeling regret for your sinful behavior.
啊，悔改呢，它一定会带出实际的行动来。
But it has to have actual action.
那么对犹太人来说，过去他们拒绝主耶稣和他的教训。
For the Jews, they have resisted Jesus' teaching.
那么现在呢，耶稣在定耶稣，那么把他们因为拒绝耶稣，而且把耶稣钉在了十字架上。
They refused Jesus and crucified him.
那现在他们要想悔改，真正的表现，那就是要在心中接受耶稣做他们的主。
For them to repent now is to receive Jesus as their Lord in their hearts.
而且要相信他就是神的儿子基督。
And believe he is the Son of God.Christ.
那么愿意接受他作为他们的救主，他们生命的主。
So I'm willing to accept him as the Lord and Savior.
那么这里面的受洗呢，它是一种象征的行动。
So the baptism is a symbolic way.
那么他们其实也是一个标志或者是记号。
It's a mark.
那么表示呢，那个人决心要悔改。
To represent their decision to repent.
那么他们的罪。那么得才能得到要得到赦免
，for their sins to be forgiven。
那么借着洗礼表明圣灵洗去了他们的罪。
The baptism also represents the Holy Spirit washing away their sins。
而且要住在他们的里面。
And go indwelling them。
那么在耶稣还没有开始地上的事工之前
，before Jesus began his worldly ministry.
那我们知道施洗约翰他就传悔改的道。
John the Baptist preached for repentance.
那么叫人们叫这些犹太人悔改来预备他们的心接受后面来的圣灵的洗。
So they teach them to repent, prepare their hearts for the coming of Holy Spirit.
那么现在呢彼得要信耶稣是基督的这些犹太人要奉耶稣基督的名来受洗。
So now Peter telling the Jews to receive Jesus' name and be baptized.
那么他是想要使他们知道，犹太人只有接受了耶稣基督做他们的救主。
He wants the Jews to know only by receiving Jesus as their Savior.
他们的罪才会得到赦免。
Then their sins can be forgiven.
所以遵守律法规条不是他们通往天国的钥匙。
To obey the law is not their way to go to kingdom.
而悔改是他们信是他们是他们这个去天国的唯一的一条路。
So repentance is the only way.
那么彼得呢，在这里同时也指出来。
Also, Peter pointed out.
那么不管这些犹太人是犹太人还是他们的儿女
，whether the Jews are their children，
还是外邦人
，or Gentiles，
那么得救的途径。都是一样的，只有一条途径。
They all have the same way to be saved.
不是说条条道路通罗马。
It's not every way will lead to Rome.
而唯一的道路呢，就是听信福音，接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
So the only way is to receive the gospel and accept Jesus as the Savior.
那么这里彼得也告诉他们，救恩呢，它不是凭个人的能力和努力得到了。
Peter also telling them salvation doesn't come by their own ability.
那是神所赐给的。
It's a gift from God.
那是福音的大能。
It's the power of gospel.
那么凡是信耶稣是基督、悔改受洗、罪得赦免的人，都是被神从这个弯曲的世代中所拯救出来的一个群体。
So whoever believes and repent are those who God has saved.From the generation.
那么虽然他们现在还活在这个世界
，even though they are still living in this world，
但是却不属于这个世界
，but they don't belong to this world，
那是完全的属于主耶稣
，they belong only to Christ，
因为是主耶稣的宝血来赎买的
，they were redeemed by Jesus' precious blood。
那我们看这听了这些彼得的话，那么愿意认罪悔改的这些犹太人，他们有什么回应？
Well, let's see what the Jews how do they respond?
那么从下面的经文，那么四十一到四十六节，我们看到，那么他们回应就是是因着福音的大能，他们能够顺服，能够合一。
So you can see from verse 41 to 46, how do they unite and be obedient?
那么这里41节到46节说，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹奇事，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，在家中掰饼，得众民的掰饼，在存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
This is verse 41. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostle. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and the belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as many had needed. And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts.
我们知道罪人的本性本来 就是悖逆的。
We know that the sinful nature is disobedient.
都不愿意来顺服，都不愿意顺服。
They do not willing to change.
那么然而呢，这些接受彼得所传的福音的犹太人首先的回应就是顺服。
So those who receive the Peter's words, their first reaction is to obey.
那么这次也是福音的大能，是圣灵亲自的工作，改变了他们的生命。
So this is the power of the gospel and the work of the Spirit changed them.
所以他们三千人同一天受了洗。
So the 3,000 people baptized in one day.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So they diligently followed the teachings of the apostles.
那么受洗其实和遵守主的教训，那是主耶稣在离开门徒升天之前教训门徒的命令。
So to be baptized and follow the teaching was the command by Jesus before he left.
那么在马太福音的28章18到19节前半部分，那么这就是主耶稣呢给门徒的命令。他说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐的，都教训他们遵守。”
So this is what Jesus taught them in Matthew 28: Go to make nations disciples of nations, and baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All what I have taught you, teach them to obey.
所以这些犹太人他们听了信了福音，就立刻来遵守，这是他们完全顺服的表现。
So those Jews, after they received the gospel, they showed their obedience.
那么这里面也给我们一些信息，关于初代教会的一些生活方式内容。
So this is the way of the early church's life.
那么一些初代教会的生活方式我们现在还在继续。
Some of their life we are continuing today.
比如我们的掰饼，我们的聚会，我们的圣餐。
Just like our communion.
那么这里的彼此交接，它的意思就是一起分享团契。
So fellowship with each other, that's what they do.
那么包括物质上的分享，也有在真理方面的彼此学习。
It includes sharing of material things and the teaching, learning of the spiritual things.
那么他们过去呢，看圣经上记载，他们很可能是每天都一起在掰饼。
So they were breaking the bread every day.
那我们现在呢，有的是我们是一个月一次，但也有的教会呢几个月一次，这些都不一样。
Today we may do it once a week, once a month. Some may do once every several months.
那么这是圣经上没有明确的教导说你必须多尝试一次，那么目的是为了来纪念主耶稣。
The Bible didn't tell us how frequent to do, but the purpose is to remember Jesus.
那么来纪念主耶稣为拯救我们罪人舍弃了他的生命。
Remember Jesus giving his life to save the sinners.
那么也许这些人当中有很多人也曾听说过主耶稣的教导。
Maybe some of those 3,000 have heard Jesus' teaching before.
那么甚至那位就是主耶稣说卖掉你所有的来跟从我的那一位，那位就是忧忧愁愁走了的少年官，很可能也在他们的其中。
If it's possible that young rich ruler, Jesus told him, you go sell everything to give them to the poor.
那么他们这些人呢，当时圣经上记载是卖掉了他们自己的资产。
So those people, the Bible says they sold their possessions.
那么他们开始一起共同的生活。
So they lived together.
但是呢，我们也并不能完全查考到这个初期教会的这个他们是不是全部把他们的财产都卖光了。
We don't have any record if they have sold everything they have.
他们是不是还剩余了自己留的一部分？
Have they left some for themselves?
但是这里呢，我们可以看到的是，福音借着圣灵在初期教会所行的一个极大的事情。
So this is what we can see the work of the gospel in the church.
就是这些人不把自己所有的看为那么重，而是完全的信靠神。
So they do not depend on their own possessions, they depend on the Lord.
那么这里面它有个凡物公用。
Where it says they all shared.
那么这个呢，并不是说这些早期教会的信徒过的就是我们现在理想化的这种共产主义的生活。
This doesn't mean they live the life of today's communism.
而是指他们轻看自己所拥有的一切。
It just says that they don't pay too much attention to their belongings.
而且随时呢，准备呢，让其他有需要的人享受这一切东西。
They are ready to help those who are needy.
那么这里的卖了田产家业，照个人所需要的分给个人。
So they've sold their possessions, and they, according to their needs, they distributed.
那么也并不是说他们把所有的田产都卖了，好像是然后平均分配，每个人分多少，他不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean they sold their possession and they divided themselves.
那么他们只是说，他们其中一些人，他们卖了自己的财物，那么把钱分给那些中间有需要的人。
It's basically some of the people sold and shared with those who are in need.
也就从这里面我们也看到说，神并没有指示人在地上过一种就所谓的共产主义的这种生活。
This doesn't mean God tell people to live a communal life in the world.
神让我们过的是一种彼此扶持，在基督里合一的生活。
The God wants us to live a mutual support and in Christ.
那么福音的大能，那么使人知罪悔改。
So the power of the gospel tells people to know their sins and repent.
那么也使信徒能够顺服合一。
And also cause believers to obey and unite.
那么福音也是教会复兴的原因。
And the Gospel is also the cause of church revival.
那么这里面最后一节他说，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So the last verse, praising God and having favor with all the people and the Lord added to the number day by day those who were being saved.
那么这些信徒赞美神，那是因为他们真正的认识了神。
They praise God because they truly know God.
一个不认识神的人不会真心去赞美神。
If a person who doesn't know God would not truly praise God.
那么他们认识神，知道神 他是全，他知道神的全知全能。
So they know God means they know God's omnipotent and omniscient.
他们知道神的圣洁公义。
They know God's holiness and righteousness.
知道神的怜悯慈爱。
They know God's mercy and love.
他们也知道神掌控一切，也知道神永不改变。
They know God controls everything and will never change.
那么主将得救的人天天加给他们。
God added the people who are saved daily.
那么这儿说天天，也就是从这里面我们看到他们传福音，他们在一起的这些聚集乃是天天的，不是就是主日的。
So we know that when they have gathered together, they pray, they do that every day, not just once.
所以他们天天传福音，天天有人信主。
So they spread the gospel every day, and they have people believing every day.
那么福音的大能靠着圣灵的工作，那么是教会不断的复兴。
So the power of gospel through the church.And worked making the revival.
那么这个里面我们也从中可以看到。
Here we can also see.
那么我们看到，如果我们顺服神，神按照圣经的教导，我们去行事为人。
So if we obey God, we do things according to God's teaching.
如果我们去传全备的福音。
So if we go spread the gospel.
我们不但会讨神的喜悦，也会吸引更多没有听过福音的人。
Not only we can please God, we can also attract people who have never heard gospel.
因为我们知道，人听了福音，他的改变乃是神亲自的工作。
We know a person who hears the gospel and change is the work of God.
那么在箴言十六章七节，他说：“人所行的，若蒙耶和华喜悦。”耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
So in Proverbs, it says that if you do things that please God, He will even make your enemies be peace with you.
那么箴言二十一节一节也告诉我们，他们说王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
So in Proverbs 21, it says the king's heart is like a stream on water in the hands of the Lord.Who turns it wherever he will.
所以一个人的心灵的转变，有些时候是随时随地的。
So our heart can change any time.
也就是说，人的心思意念和行为其实都在神的掌控之中。
In other words, our deeds, our thoughts are under God's control.
而福音呢，是神拯救人的好消息。
So gospel is the good news to save people.
传福音是我们每个基督徒神儿女的责任。
So spreading the gospel is a responsibility for all Christians.
当然它也是神给我们的命令。
It's also commanded by God.
那么通过福音的传讲。
Through the proclaiming of the gospel.
那么圣灵在人心中的工作。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么神就会按照他的旨意把信他的人能够带到他的教会中。
So Shen will bring people into his church by his will.
那么是教会成长，是教会复兴。
So cause the church to grow.
那我们总结今天的信息呢，我们可以看到。
So we can see through today's message.
那么圣灵的能力是无人能阻挡的。
So God power of the gospel is irresistible.
那么我们整个明州地区的华人教会，那么大概全部合起来，我们可能的这个教会里面的信主的人也不到三千人。
Maybe there's no more than 3,000 people of Christians in all the Chinese churches in the Twin Cities.
那么在一天当中，圣灵大大的工作，那么借着彼得他所讲的道，一天就有三千人领受了主。
But in one day, Peter can, through his sermon, attract 3,000 people.
而且神在那之后呢，还天天的把人加在教会中。
And God continued to add people to the church every day.
那么其实我们现在所过的这个生活，可能是一个太舒适的生活了。
Maybe we're living too comfortably.
那么我们可能也舒适的 可能 有一些几乎麻木了。
Maybe we are numb.
但是我们想到圣灵工作的能力是没有事情，是没有什么人能够阻挡的。
But we know no one can resist the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们既然相信圣灵的工作，我们就更应该诚心的来求神。
Since we believe the work of the Holy Spirit, we should diligently seek God.
那我们祈求神在每个我们神的儿女的心中来动工。
So we ask God to work in all His children's hearts.
让我们有热心去传福音。
So they will be diligently proclaiming the gospel.
那么也在那些没有，也在那些听到福音的人的心中做工，让他们能够有信靠神的信心。
And also work in those non-believers so they may believe and repent.
那我们都盼望我们教会的复兴。
We all wish the church to revive.
那么教会的复兴乃是神亲自的工作。
The revival of church is the work of God.
那么也需要每位弟兄姐妹，我们付上代价来祷告，来祈求。
But we also have to pay the price to pray and seek.
那么这个周呢，是我们十周祷告事工的最后一周。
So this is the last week for our 10-week prayer.
那我们个人的复兴，一个教会的复兴，那么都不是说十个周就能够完成的。
It clearly we cannot complete the revival in 10 weeks.
而是我们一生一世的寻求。
So we need to do that in our entire life.
我们也相信圣灵的工作乃是奇妙的工作。
We believe the work of the Holy Spirit is miraculous.
那么上一次在退休会的时候，那么我去接这个讲员刘传章牧师。
When I went to pick up Reverend Liu for the retreat,
那么他在路上给我讲了这样一个见证。
He gave me a testimony on the way.
那么说他的儿子呢，是有一次呢去大学看望他的姐姐。
She said one day his son went to visit his sister in the university.
那么正好赶上了他的姐姐的那个学校呢，那个州呢，正是有一个组织一个奉新会。
It just happened their university have a revival meeting.
那么在当时呢，他的儿子呢就被这种圣灵的工作来感动。
So his son was moved by the work of the Spirit.
那么他受圣灵的感动，那么他的这个信，他的生命呢就得到了根本的改变。
So his life was changed completely.
那么在他的身上呢就发生了一个非常奇妙的工作。
So yeah.Occurred a miraculous work.
所以他儿子说，他认为那一天是他生命中的一个奇迹。
So his son think that day was one of miracle in his life.
他从那时以后呢，就把自己来真的献给神，能够让神来跟让他一生来跟随神。
So on that day he commit himself to God.
那我们知道这是一个对他来说是一个极大的祝福。
So it was a great blessing for him.
那么圣灵可以在任何人的身上做这些工作。
So Holy Spirit can work on anyone anytime.
他也可以在任何一个教会做成这些工作。
He can do in any church.
我们不知道圣灵神的工作何时怎么样来在我们中间做工。
We don't know when the Holy Spirit works in us.
但是我们记住，神让我们就是要听他的旨意。
But we remember God wants us to.Obey to His will.
让我们能够遵循他的命令去传福音。
So follow His command.
那么福音的大能和圣灵的工作。
So the work, the power of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit
会带来人的悔改。
Will bring repentance from man.
而悔改才会带来个人的复兴，也会带来教会的复兴。
And the repentance will bring.The revival of a person and also the revival of the church.
来，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
感谢主，你透过你的圣经，主你教导我们一切的真理。
Thank you for teach us all the truth through the Bible.
你让我们真的知道，主，你是我们唯一的依靠。
So you taught us you are our only dependence.
你也让我们真的知道，主，你圣灵的大能。
You already teach us the power of your spirit.
主，你福音的大能。
and the power of your gospel.
主，你就感动我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
May you move each one of us.
让我们常常有一颗寻求你、仰望你的心。
So we keep a heart often seeking you.
主，让我们知道主你给我们的命令。
So we know your command for us.
就是随时随地传讲主你的福音。
So we are to proclaim your gospel at all times.
让我们也知罪悔改。
So we know our sins and repent.
让我们一起能够过一个顺服的、合一的在主里面的生活。
So we may live a life in our Lord, united and obedient.
主，相信主，你必把那你呼召的人带到你的教会。
We believe you will bring those who you called to this church.
主，让你的教会复兴。
May your church be revived.
主，我们把这样的盼望都放在你的手中。
We pray this expectation before you.
主，你赐我们安静等候你的心。
So we wait for yours.
主，赐我们一颗信靠你的心。
Give us a heart to depend on you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.